USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them, unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country, telling voters in Atlanta this week that he was shown polling data which encouraged him to run.
I beat both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I beat them among independents, which is now the biggest political party. And so, and I still have 10 months to the election, so I feel, you know, I feel very optimistic about where we're headed.
RFK Jr. spoke to the Black Information Network this week. The central U.S. set to get hit with more bitter cold temps. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say another Arctic cold front will move into the U.S. starting today. New reporting now finds Latin drug cartels continue using kids and teenagers to smuggle immigrants into the U.S.
Headed into the Air Force Base.
Your hands out the window!
It's video captured from a recent border chase near the Texas town of Del Rio. State troopers encountered a pickup filled with illegal immigrants. The perpetrators, two teenage boys, were paid to smuggle them into the country. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Newly released 911 recordings are shedding new light on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to be subtle when paramedics arrive for transport. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast about why it took several days to inform President Biden and Congress about his emergency hospital visit. Austin's hospitalization came as the result of complications from surgery for prostate cancer. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle Grant, the U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Jason Kelce, the star Philadelphia Eagles center, is reportedly retiring. ESPN reports Kelce told teammates after a tough loss in the wild card round of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week that he plans to hang up his cleats. He would finish his career with one Super Bowl title and as a seven-time Pro Bowler. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.